operating and capital budget. Ms. Mary Fields.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, I'm Mary Fields, Chief Financial Officer, and I'm here to present the proposed fiscal year 2008 operating and capital budget and the budget and investment policies for your adoption. We'll start with the budget. Yesterday, I provided an overview of the proposed budget, and today I'll mention just a few key points. The 80th legislature appropriated $291.1 million to the department, plus funds contingent on bills passing, which they did. During the budget process, we identified adjustments and additional funds that bring our operating and capital budget to $405.8 million. Of that total, the operating budget is $260.4 million, capital budget is $83.7 million, the grants budget is $53.9 million, and debt service is $7.8 million. Our FTE cap for the year is 3,100.1. To give you some perspective, this has been a real good year for us. Last year's budget was at $295 million in total, and just to give you a perspective, the operating component was at $223.5 million. So we have grown, and it was much needed. Our operating budget or process is similar to prior years. Basically, we use the appropriations received via the 80th legislature as our starting point. With the appropriations that we received, we were able to establish the operating budgets at or pretty close to 100% of the 2007 base for the divisions. Next, we allocated those exceptional item amounts to the appropriate divisions. In establishing the budget, we followed key rider directives, and we will continue to ensure that rider deliverables relating to state audit and legislative budget board recommendations are implemented. As I mentioned, this was a good session for us, and the next three slides highlight the additional funds that we added to our base budget. I'll start off with state and local park additions. As you can see, we increased state park salaries operating in minor repair by $15.3 million. State park capital items increased by $3.8 million. And $2.7 million went to the support divisions in support of state parks. Local parks received an additional $26.5 million. This includes the $16.7 million designated for specific parks, and the balance goes to bring the local parks back to the $15.5 million per year that they used to receive. While we did not receive any new money for land acquisition, we are allowed to spend our land sale proceeds, and we can carry forward unexpended balances. This amounted to $9.3 million from Eagle Mountain Lake, and we are carrying forward another $275,000 of other park-related proceeds. $17.5 million of Proposition 8 bonds were added to the budget for statewide park repairs, and another $52.1 million of bonds is contingent on voter approval in November. If these bonds are approved, we'll add them to the budget later in the year. In other areas of parks and wildlife outside of state parks, $4.9 million was added for the East Texas Fish Hatchery. Law enforcement received $1.27 million to put 15 additional wardens in place for border security, and another $1 million for game warden operations. We received an additional $1.5 million to cover the gap between our cost to provide data center services versus the price we paid DIR, or Department of Information Resources, to acquire services from IBM. State employees received a 2% pay increase this year, and there were Schedule C increases for our law enforcement, and that's totaling $3.4 million. We're also carrying forward another $445,000 of land sale proceeds for the Fund 9 related acquisitions, and we anticipate future proceeds to be added relating to the sale of the Game Warden Academy. Finally, there was $12.5 million added for a coastal erosion project, and we will transfer that amount to the General Land Office via an interagency contract. While there were several positives this session, there were also a few reductions. We are transferring the 18 historic sites to the Historical Commission, and that transfer amounts to a $2.8 million reduction to our base since we will no longer operate those sites. The other transfer is for the Texas State Railroad, and that results in an operating reduction of about $600,000. There was an administrative reduction that amounted to close to $500,000. Several state agencies had a similar reduction applied during this session. The appropriation bill also includes revenues that have not yet been collected. So we reduced the amount of appropriation by $7.9 million, and we did not budget those funds because we haven't earned them yet. So you'll see them coming in as we collect them. That concludes my presentation on the proposed 2008 operating and capital budget. I will move on to the next item, which is to review the budget and investment policies for your approval. There have been no changes to the budget policy since the prior year, so I'll just again touch on a few key points. The Commission authorizes the Executive Director to approve and execute necessary expenditures, budget adjustments, and transfers. Several different types of transactions are detailed in the policy. Budget adjustments, excluding federal grants and bonds that exceed $250,000, require approval from the Chairman of the Commission and the Chairman of the Finance Committee. Moving on to the investment policy. Again, this policy has not changed since the prior year. But as the governing body of this department, you are required to review this policy annually. All funds administered by Parks and Wildlife are required to be deposited in the state treasury, except for the four funds that are highlighted on this slide. While not required, all of these funds do reside in the treasury, except for the operation gain fees. Those funds are invested in CDs and several separate bank accounts. All bank accounts must be authorized by delegated investment officers, and they must be properly collateralized. Specific reporting requirements are also included in the policy. If there are no questions relating to the operating budget and the policies, we do recommend the Commission adopt the following motion as highlighted on the slide.
Any questions? Commission, you've done a good, great job of reviewing all this. I think before we vote on it, though, I do want to thank the legislature, the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office. It takes a lot of work, obviously, to put this kind of budget and to find the kind of dollars as we were able to find in the 80th legislature. And Mary was a big part of that, and Jean and Bob and lots of people in this department. But we got great support and really did walk away. I think where a lot of people in the legislature understood the issue, particularly at the parks, but really throughout the department, and came to the table. At the same time, it's our job in the commission and the department to spend the dollars wisely and efficiently because obviously in 2 years we're going to go back and I think we have the momentum and accomplish some of the goals that we've set out in agreement with the legislature. That there'll be opportunity to keep that going, and but I just want to make sure that everybody on the commission and the public knows that both the Senate and the House were very supportive and came through. You know, as they say, they kind of put their money where their mouth is, and they expect us in our actions then to use that money wisely. So I want to thank everybody who's involved in the department, and particularly in the legislature also. So Mary, with that, thank you. Do I have a motion? Okay, Parker. Motion Parker, second by Hickson. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.